about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's a beautiful Saturday. I think everybody listening to me right now is listening to me live, and that's good because I really, really want to hear what's going on right now in the Midwest and the Southeast. Many of my affiliates listening right now, WOMI 1490 in Owensboro, Kentucky. You got any news for us, please call in. KQEW in Fordyce, Arkansas, 102.3 FM. Sedalia, Missouri, 105.0 AM KSIS. Loma Linda, any of my affiliates right now. Well, Loma Linda's in California, but honestly, you guys may hear about something more than I will. Okay, so please call in. I know my geography. Ooh, that was a slip. Yeah, I used geography in school. Geography and math were my best subjects. Literature and Shakespeare and trying to read Beowulf. Those are my very weak points. Physics. Couldn't get through physics if my life depended on it. Biology was good. All right, but not physics. Okay. All right, good. Did I cover that slip up well enough? All right, good. For those of you, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of interesting news. We got finally the BP settlement. We'll talk about that. News broke this week about sleeping pills causing death, cancer. We need to talk about that. A new lawsuit against the makers of Ambien after a family decided to sue Sanofi of Venice for the death of Hard Rock Hotel executive CEO when they said that he had committed suicide after taking Ambien. So now does Ambien also have a suicide link to it? We need to talk about that because I know many of you are taking those medications, even as we speak, right? The Dr. Dahlia Show should put you to sleep enough, but some of you require a sleeping aid. And we're going to be doing all this in the midst of the war on women, right? I woke up yesterday after my nap to hear that there's a war on women. Did you guys know that? There's a war on women. The Republicans, Rush Limbaugh, there's a war on women. Did you know about that? I did. I had no idea. You know, I am going to the gun show today. I mean, let me know if I have to stock up. But, you know, it's honestly, this is ridiculous. You guys know what's going on, right? Rush Limbaugh made some inappropriate comments about a law student, Sandra Fluke. Sandra Fluke decided to go to a congressional hearing on wanting her, I guess, Catholic school to pay for birth control, if I got the story right. So now she's all over the news, right? Rush Limbaugh's all over the news, right? We women are amidst this war on women, and I am still trying to figure out, are they, what's going on with Medicare, Social Security, and the rest of our health care? Okay, birth control's nice. Yes, birth control is very nice. As a doctor, I prescribe it. I like my ladies being on it. Okay, but if we are really scrimping and saving and triaging and rationing where our healthcare dollars go, and you ask the average woman, what do they want healthcare dollars to go to? I bet their number one answer, like we talked about this week, is probably breast cancer. I bet the average woman is like, can we make sure that we all have access to our mammograms, that you don't start putting those off, not letting us get the biopsy or the diagnostic mammograms that we want? I'm sure that also include endometrial cancer in that. I'm sure that also include ovarian cancer. That also probably say, I want to save my husbands and our men with their prostate cancer, heart attacks, etc. So I don't know if we women are really being attacked by the Republicans like everybody says. You know, I mean, honestly, we're in a crisis, people, right now. Yes, I think birth control is phenomenal. If women do not have to pay a copay, that'll be really nice. And I know Obama wants women happy like that because then they'll hopefully vote for him in the next election. Right. And you all know, I mean, this whole health care bill, it's all about the election. Right. I mean, we should be having this much passion over the lack of transplanted organs that we have right now. We should have this much passion over childhood cancer, over childhood autism, childhood blindness, muscular dystrophy. No. You know what we have Congress right now fighting for? Right. Birth control. Now, I mean, mind you, with the exception of women who get attacked. All right. And I my heart goes out to those women. Absolutely. All of us do. For the rest of the women, sex is a choice. Okay? Breast cancer isn't a choice. All right? If you don't have the $10 copay to pay for your birth control, you have a choice to say, let's keep our panties on. You do have that choice. All right? We do not have a choice of getting breast cancer or not. So if we are in the crisis that we're in, and we have only X amount of dollars, and the insurance company is being mandated and forced to cover anything, don't you think as a woman you want them to cover breast cancer screening, breast cancer prevention, breast cancer treatment? Don't you think so? Oh, Dr. Dolly, insurance companies make enough money. Apparently they're not, according to their standards, because they are racking up the rates. Remember what we talked about, how patients were saying, look, they're getting their mammograms paid for, but once something's wrong, they're not getting that paid for. They're getting $900 bills, $1,000 bills. Okay, this is a crisis right now, people. We are in a huge crisis. Yes, I would love for Miss Fluke to not have to pay a copay for her health insurance. I think that would be very nice. She'd be probably very happy, and she'd probably vote for Obama. Right? Everything hunky-dory. But I'm sorry, the rest of us are a little bit scared to death. We are scared to death. I don't understand why people aren't showing the same amount of passion for cancer medications, for heart medications, for surgical treatments, cancer treatments, and again, for our children. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but if I was a senior right now who has been paying all my dues, all my taxes, right, I would be absolutely livid. Absolutely livid. Well, Dr. Dahlia, we're entitled to free. Well, I know everybody wants free. They want their birth control free. I'd like it too. I would love to not have to pay for my birth control. Right? But I would rather know that any breast cancer therapy I need is going to be there. And right now it's so uncertain. We have no idea what to look forward to in our medical future. I'm very, very scared. And to see the news and the media going back and forth between Rush and Miss Fluke drives me crazy. We are wasting time. Why aren't we dealing with the real medical issues? Well, of course, because we got the election. They don't want to deal with those issues because they can't. This is a fun story to talk about until the election. Well, I'm not buying it, people. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Coming right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
She's alive. She's alive.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You know, if you ever miss any of our shows this week, I know the weekend edition, I try to summarize everything we talked about, the big stories of the week. But you can go to my website at drdahlia.com. You can now listen to the shows 24/7. There's also a link to how to get to our archives and our podcast. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com. And, of course, I will keep you up to date on our Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We got J.D. on the line. Hey, J.D., how you doing?
Hey, Doc. Doing great, but getting better. I just enjoy you so much. We met at Caesars for Dr. Joe Heck years ago, but I'm a 67-year-old
man.
Good. And I just don't understand this birth control thing. You know, the outrageous dollar amounts that this woman puts on it, $3,000, I think I may have paid for a few prescriptions myself, and I think they were around $30
yep.
For girlfriends in the past, you know? It's just so outlandish. And then you have Pelosi making all these outrageous lies about women dying or something with ovaries and all kinds of stuff. It's just amazing. She's a 30-year-old law student. I don't know what it costs to go to Georgetown room and board.
Right. She doesn't look that destitute. I agree. She's a law student. She is probably doing better than most of us. I couldn't afford to go to a school like that. I had to work at Jack in the Box, tutor, work at the EPA. I worked and waited tables to get through school, and I paid for my own birth control. I didn't ask the government or my boss to pay for my birth control.
And I think she could probably get it for free at Planned Parenthood, generically for $9. I mean, there's so many places she can get it, but she's just an activist. She just wants to take center stage, get her 15 minutes of fame. This is not a real story. This is a made-up story with this woman.
But again, it's a story that's going to be perpetuated by liberal media because it's exactly what they need for the next election. They need to make conservatives look bad, them look good, them look like they're for the average woman, whereas as a woman, for me, I'm a little bit more concerned about breast cancer, abnormal uterine bleeding, endometrial cancer. And, you know, if birth control is used for that, we call it hormonal treatment of a gynecological issue. Do we have coverage for that? No, I don't see anybody fighting for coverage for that. They're just fighting for coverage for birth control for healthy females, which is a nice thing, but it's icing on the cake. And if I was a male taxpayer, I'd be extremely frustrated. Well, being a female taxpayer, I'm extremely frustrated.
Well, your point is well taken, and I appreciate your making those observations. But it's just a ludicrous argument, and it just appeals to dumbbells, I think.
Well, it's appealing to the voter that Obama wants to vote him back into office. He's not really thinking about the senior vote right now, which I think he should, especially since many of us are going to be coming very close to needing Medicare soon, and it's not going to exist. But, again, that's not what they're worried about. JD, thank you for your call. I really appreciate you calling in. All right, we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got more problems on our hands, people. All right, so we got this story here out of California where a California doctor is being charged for murder over the prescription she's writing. Now, we need to kind of take a look at this from both sides here, okay? You guys heard about this? There's a Dr. Feelgood, all right, out of California. Her name is Dr. Su Ying Tseng, known by Lisa. All right, who has apparently overprescribed drugs to the point where three people have actually died. Okay, three people have died. Young man, 29-year-old Vu Nguyen of Lake Forest, Stephen Ogle, 25 years old of Palm Desert, Joe Rivero, 21 years old ASU student from San Ramon. Apparently, Rivero had been a high school football player, was studying business and communications, asked her for some Xanax, OxyContin, got the prescription, right, pain pill, anti-anxiolytic, ends up, I guess, mixing it with some alcohol and ends up dying. And now, this doctor has been found to have written at least 25 prescriptions a day of Vicodin, Adderall, OxyContin, and Xanax. I know some of you are like, whew, that's a lot. Okay. All right. And she's now up on murder charges. Now, we need to stop for a second here. Okay, as much as I think doctors are overprescribing, as much as I think many patients are not being properly educated on these medications and are putting themselves at risk, we need to stop for a second and look at the bigger picture here, okay? 25 prescriptions a day. She's not the only one. All right, let's imagine you have a patient with ADD that wants her Adderall at 8 o'clock. Fine. Your 8:15 patient has chronic back pain, needs a refill of their Vicodin. Fine. Okay, 8:30 patient is going on a flight to visit her mom who's died of cancer. She needs some Xanax. Okay, you've already written three prescriptions, and you aren't even out of the 8 o'clock hour. Okay, the average person has in their house one of these medications and throw a sleepy pill in the mix, right, which is also going to lead us to the story about sleepy medications and immature and premature death. So 25 prescriptions a day. If the average family doc or internist sees 40, 50 patients a day, and many people coming in for the routine medicine says, oh, you know, Dr. Tang, can you please write some Klonopin I use for sleep or some Ativan? I need a refill of my pain medicine. 25 is nothing. These people could write easily more than that. Okay? The average person is on these medications. They've been on these medications for years. That's a pretty big problem. But what's also a big problem, and many of us in the medical community are biting our nails watching this, is if a doctor ends up being charged for murder, if your patient mixes the medication and dies, okay, and you are up on murder charges, how many doctors you think are going to want to now give you your Vicodin or your ADD medicine or your Xanax? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I practice in Las Vegas, many of you know, and many patients don't like me. I don't write ADD medicines. I believe in ADD. I believe attention deficit is a true disorder. I just don't get involved. I don't want to get involved with these medications. I let the psychiatrist do it. I don't prescribe them. Dr. Dahlia, why don't you give me 100 Lortab? It's cheaper than the 30 you write me. I don't want to be involved. Dr. Dahlia, you're only giving me the low-dose Xanax. You're not giving me the higher Xanax. I would actually probably have tripled the practice if I wrote the medications that these other doctors write, but I don't want it. I don't want to be involved. Many of you who listened to my night show out of KDWN heard the story where there was a gentleman that came in, had been receiving Valium and Xanax, both at the same time by the previous doctor, 90 pills of each. So he comes to me. First time saying, Dr. Dahlia, fine, you know, write it for me. And I go, the hell I will. I'm not going to write you Xanax and Valium at these maximum doses. No way. He's like, why not? I go, because if you drop dead tonight and the bottle of these medications are sitting there on your nightstand with my name on it, I'm in trouble. No, I am not going to let you die and have my name on the bottle next to your bed. So he gets really mad, and I go, whoa, wait a second. Before you run off in a huff, your oxygen level looks low. What's going on? Well, apparently he was taking OxyContin for a neck issue. Leave me alone. You know, just write me whatever you will write me, and let me get the hell out of here. He was mad. Okay. I go, well, fine, I'll give you 30 pills of the Valium. That's all I'm comfortable with, but honestly, your oxygen is low. I'm not really happy about this. Can you? No, get out. Let me get out of here. So he leaves. He leaves. He dies that night. He does. And guess whose name is on the prescription bottle next to his bed? Well, where he died. Me, my Valium prescription. Okay. Family wants to sue. Big surprise, right? The lawyer tells the family to get the medical records. I mean, they could have asked for the medical records themselves, but I think the family wanted to, you know, make a point, and they came in, you know. In fact, I actually still see the family as patients. Now, you know, they were like, oh, what a mistake. We didn't realize. Oh, what a mistake. Anyway, they asked for the records, and the attorney decides to sue OxyContin, the company that makes OxyContin. He wanted to sue everybody, but he didn't sue me. And the reason why he couldn't sue me is because I was the first doctor that said hell to the no. I am not giving you all these medications. And there is something seriously wrong with you. Let me evaluate you. Because the patient refused, walked out, and I only gave him what I could. Because remember, I don't want him to drastically go off these medications. He could seize and die. He ends up dying of cardiopulmonary arrest from the OxyContin, probably mixing it with the Valium, mixing it with alcohol. But I was the only one that the lawyer really couldn't sue because I was the one that actually tried to intervene. Now, you know, I don't want to sit here and go, oh, thank God, you know, I didn't get sued. We're talking about a death of a man. My heart is broken. This man shouldn't have died. I think he was a victim of these medications. And he was, you know, abusing them. And he turned out to be very abusive to his doctor, right, when I didn't write them. But still, we have a death of a man, and that's very, very sad. But I'm going to tell you right now, if we doctors see that not only will we be sued or lose our license, but we could actually be thrown in jail, you're going to see more and more doctors saying, I'm not writing it. I'm not writing it. And maybe they should. But what about those of you who really need these medications? What about those of you with degenerative disc disease? You came back from the Gulf War having injuries. You need your pain medicines. Where are you going to get them? If less and less doctors are going to write them because they're going to be afraid of being thrown in jail, where are you going to get your medicines? In addition to Obamacare, you're going to have less access. Don't go away. We need to talk about this, and I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. For those of you that are huge fans of Heidi Harris, like I am, I will be filling in for Heidi Harris Monday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Please tune in at KDWN. You can go to www.kdwn.com. I know I don't sound too energetic, right? But if you really want to hear me energized, you got to hear me first thing in the morning. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Annette calling from Georgia. Hey, Annette, what city are you calling from?
Marietta.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Are you guys clear of the tornadoes, or are you right there in the path?
So far, yeah. Okay.
Knock on wood.
So far, thank God,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. All right, yeah, honey, what's going on?
I'm calling, two reasons. The one regarding the free birth control.
Mm-hmm.
I may be coming from left field, but I grew up in the 50s and 60s,
mm-hmm.
and back in the day,
mm-hmm.
most females were virgins when they were married,
mm-hmm.
and most men wanted virgins for their brides.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's in your face for this. America is now upside down.
Mm-hmm. They want to get rid of their virginity. As a virginity is almost like a...
No, it's more than that, ma'am. It's more than that, doctor. Excuse me. There's no morals at all. It's very, very bad. The other thing is mm-hmm. about the pharma drugs. I personally know a few people that have died from taking pharma drugs as prescribed.
Oh, my.
In my family.
My.
I also know a woman right now as I speak. This poor soul works in Walmart, and she told me one day that she has a bipolar, whatever, mm-hmm. and she's on drugs for several years now that she is expected to die within 2 years from the damage from the drugs that what the drugs have done to her liver.
Horrifying.
But they will not stop the drugs for her bipolar. And I was just mortified. This woman is only in her early 40s. She's already had a heart attack and a stroke, and I'm sure it's all related to the drugs that
she needs a new
her.
Doctor. She needs a new doctor. But, that is absolutely horrifying.
But my aunt died from pharma drugs taken as prescribed under doctor's care, diet pills that they took them off the market. Mm-hmm. They were called the rainbow pills.
Yep.
And if we remember, what was it, the Maldetide? I can't think of that word. The Maldetide?
You mean a part of
that drug?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Oh, go ahead, Annette.
The
I'm
drug
sorry.
That caused the babies to be born without
right,
limbs?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It's used, it's out on the market now, it's used as a chemo drug.
Did you know that? It's scary. It is absolutely scary. You know, Annette, thank you. Thank you for your call. God bless you. Please be safe out there, okay? And, you know, keep us posted, of course, if there's any new developments tornado-wise. All right, honey, you be safe out there. And, again, I'm sorry for your family losses. You know, I don't want to have a discussion where we're anti-pharma because, you know, we know these medications save lives. These diabetic medications save lives, these cholesterol medications. But what I think is the bigger issue here is we have a lack of education of the consumer and the patient. And I even wonder if even the doctors are getting the education that we need. You know, there was a huge criticism this week in the media how we doctors do not know much about alternative medicine. We don't know much about complementary medicine, like using Manuka honey, let's say for infections, or using Kava Kava or valerian root to relax. You know, I was trying to explain to people, when you go to medical school, you have a very finite amount of time to learn millions upon millions of pieces of information. And I don't think there's ever enough schooling that you can have. I mean, I am still learning. I've been out of practice now. I've been out of medical school. I graduated medical school in 1997. And then I started my residency. I got my license to work in an ER in Arizona. And then I got my license in Nevada, opened up my practice. So since 1997, I got out of medical school. I'm still learning. All right. Did they in medical school sit us down, say people could die from these medications if they're taking them long term? I believe they did. I believe we were warned of the, side effects and the drug interactions and mixing alcohol. We were. But then we were also taught, will you please not be stingy with the pain medicine? You know, when your veteran is sitting there in pain, you know, it is okay to give them some pain medicine. That's what they're coming to you for. So what I think they should have taught us, if I have any criticism, and remember, I went to a couple different medical schools because I got the phenomenal opportunity to not only go to University of Nevada, Reno, but also go my last year to UCLA. And the one thing I could probably say, and in the very short time of schooling that we actually get, you know, I would love all doctors to go to school for 20 years, but it's not practical. In the very short bit of schooling, not one person told us, and it's not their fault, but it's something I had to learn on my own, is that it's the wrong person at the wrong place at the wrong time, and it is so unpredictable, okay? In order to learn medicine and to be a medical student, I know my medical students are listening because I tell them to listen to the show or they fail my course, you have to look at everybody's groups. Okay, otherwise you'd go crazy. If they say, all right, use these sulfonylureas for diabetics or use these statins for cholesterol medication, you got to look at people as a group. All right. If you try to look at millions of people as individuals, you're not going to go anywhere. But you have to, as a clinician, when you get out, realize this person could take, I don't know, acetaminophen for a Tylenol for a fever and go into liver failure. You have to know that something rare like that could happen. Okay? But as a group, we know these medicines are safe. We know the flu vaccines are safe. We know childhood vaccines are safe, etc. But we are never taught that there can be that one chance in a million that somebody dies. And if we are taught that, and I don't want us to be paranoid as clinicians, because then you won't prescribe anything to anybody. You'll just stand there and do nothing because you're afraid someone's going to die. You'll go to jail. But, you know, if we could have learned to respect the fact that nature takes over man, all right, what that body wants to do naturally, or what nature has in store or God has in store for that patient, is sometimes more stronger than what you could do as a man, I think we would respect the power of these medicines much more. Now, am I scared of these medications that this California doctor wrote of? Well, yeah. Of course I am. That's why I don't prescribe half of them. I have never prescribed OxyContin, and I stopped prescribing Adderall years ago. I didn't want to deal with it. I had prescribed diet pills, like Annette was talking about. I had prescribed diet pills, the Fentermine, not the Fenfen. Fenfen was already taken off the market before I started. And one of my patients comes in, and she comes in for her Fentermine. I thought she was coming in for her Fentermine refill. I check her heart, check her blood pressure, check her weight. Go, okay, so you want a refill? And she's like, for the love of God, no. You didn't hear what happened? I had a seizure while driving. I hit a pole, but thank God I didn't hit a kid. This was at a school, near a school. Don't ever give that medication to me again. Well, not only did I never give her that medication, the Fentermine, I never wrote it for anybody ever. Again, seizure is a very, very rare side effect of the diet pill Fentermine, extremely rare. But as a doctor, I'm going to respect the pharmaceutical and I'm not going to touch it. Do I see less patients than the average doctor? Of course I do. Of course I do. They cannot come to me for these kinds of medications. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't trust them. And if I don't trust these medications to work 100% and be safe 100% of the time, I don't want to touch them. Uh-uh. All right, so then in the news, and we're going to be talking about this after break, we got a very scary news story this week saying our sleeping medications, whether it's Ambien, Lunesta, Sonata, your benzodiazepine, Xanax, Valium, Clozapine, and even your Benadryl, your over-the-counter Tylenol PM, could put you at risk for cancer and increased death. What are we supposed to do? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A+ rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar billion-dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to incomeathome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome19.com. Incomeathome19.com. That's incomeathome19.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Oh yeah, bad to the bone. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't understand why anybody would want to go into the medical profession at this point, honestly. You know, the risk of going to jail, really? Really? No. Honestly. And what are we making? Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, doctors make enough money. They'll take the risk. No, we ain't. No. $5.72 the insurance pays us. Sometimes we'll get 72 cents, right? Patients complaining about their copay. You making 72 cents for that visit? No, not going to happen. And if you don't believe me about the 72 cents, just go to my Facebook. Every now and then I post for you some of my lovely checks. One time I got a 1 cent check. 1 cent. The patient had to pay the rest in copay. Insurance gave me 1 cent. If the patient doesn't pay, it's not even worth the chart. The chart costs more than that. No, it's I really feel bad because I know medical schools are having trouble filling. They're having a heck of a time filling, and this is what they have to look forward to. Oh, the Affordable Health Care Act is going to make everything fine, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, really. I am literally holding my breath. Okay, so oh my gosh, this was such a rough week. Oh, you know, even the Ohio shooting this week, the school, you know, you guys read the Facebook post that the student TJ Lane wrote weeks before the shooting, right? I don't have it in front of me. It's some sort of a poem, kind of rhymed. I thought it was at first a haiku, but I guess it didn't have the right amount of syllables. It rhymed. And then at the end, he had something to the effect of die, all of you die. And, you know, nobody thought that was odd. Nobody sees a die, all of you die, right, on Facebook and doesn't notify anybody. Really? Really? And then it just goes into a school and shoots everybody up. Shoots people up. It's absolutely horrifying what this world is coming to. All right. But in medical news, we found this extremely horrifying. That sleeping aids, sleeping pills could be associated with a 3 to 5-fold risk of cancer and death. Just what many of us needed. Many of us lost sleep on this one. I'm going to tell you that right now. All right. And apparently they found even as low as 18 doses a year. So if you take 1.5 pills a month of any of these medications, your Ambien, Lunesta, Sonata, Xanax, Valium, Clonopin, Ativan, I'm interchanging, you know, Lorazepam, I'm interchanging the generic with the brand name. They even said over-the-counter sedative antihistamines, which include your Benadryl, which the diphenhydramine is used in many over-the-counter sleep aids like Tylenol PM. So, if you take even 1.5 of these a month, okay, 1.5 of these a month, you are at risk threefold for cancer and early death. Now, my job as a doctor on the radio is to look at these studies and tell you if they're a bunch of baloney, which we did. I sifted through that, you know, and it was a cohort study, longitudinal, where they looked at 10,000 patients and they went back, you know, to see who was on this medicine and who died. Well, what did we say in the beginning of the show? I don't know, Dr. Dahlia, don't listen. Well, listen up. What we said in the beginning of the show was most of you have at least one of these medications in your cupboard. Most of you have some Xanax or Valium from when grandma died 4 years ago. Most of you have some sort of Ambien or sleeping aid. I have Tylenol PM in my house. We have Tylenol PM, of course. Got a headache, bad headache. I got some over the counter. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. We have one of these in our house. So if somebody dies and you go back through the cupboard, most likely you will see that one of these medicines are there. All right, so we took a look at the study. We're like, really? Really? And then another study came out saying over 500,000 people die a year from these medications. And you're like, okay, wait a second. How do they know for sure? And they aren't talking overdosing. They're not talking overdosing. They're just talking luck of the draw, people dying. I mean, just luck of the draw. Like I said, when we tried to review what happened with Heath Ledger, we have no idea if he just had his typical day where he woke up, took a pain pill, took some Xanax before, let's say, an interview or photo shoot. Then 4 or 5 hours were up, took his second dose of pain pill, took another maybe anxiolytic, maybe had some wine at dinner, tried to take an over-the-counter sleeping aid like Tylenol PM, who knows, Unisom, I think he was taking Unisom, didn't work, reached over for a sleeping pill, ends up dead. I mean, we don't know what happens to all these stars. We still don't know what happened with Whitney Houston, you know. And we probably won't know for a few weeks. They want to wait for all the, you know, drama to settle, you know, before they fill us in, right? We don't know, but we know something must be up, right? And then this week, the family of Hard Rock Hotel executive Randy Kwasniewski has decided to sue the makers of Ambien. Now, when this news came out, I got a lot of emails, and, you know, I do know the attorney, Robert Murdoch and Eckley Keach. I know Robert Murdoch. He's a good guy. He's a good guy, you know. And if there's any good to, this story, and there's never anything good to somebody who dies, but there's a silver lining, and they do bring forth the fact that Ambien could cause suicidal tendencies. Apparently, this gentleman had some Ambien in his system a couple days prior to committing suicide. Well, then we need to know that. And then we as doctors need to educate our patients. This can make you suicidal. Now, I don't know. I've never had a patient tell me they were suicidal on this medication. And I see you guys calling. Donovan's picking up the phone. We'll get you as soon as we can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, do we add suicidal risk on top of the list with this? Now, am I shocked? No. Even though I've never had a patient, and Ambien has been out on the market since the late 90s, I've never had a patient say they had suicidal tendencies. Remember, these things work on the central nervous system. They're putting you to sleep. To put you to sleep, it needs to be a heavy-duty type of medication. If it's going to sedate you, if it's going to put you in somnolence, it's going to work on your central nervous system. I am not surprised that there could be a link. I'm not surprised at all. All right? And if, you know, if we have no idea that that's what these medications can do, we better learn, and we better learn fast. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Elizabeth on the line. Hey, Elizabeth, what's going on, sweetie?
Hey, hi, Dr. Ali. I just discovered your program a couple of minutes ago, and I actually haven't even listened to you before. But I wanted to call because I was diagnosed with two very bad diseases, chronic bronchitis, mm-hmm. which I've had for probably 7 or 8 years, and also rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh,
now,
my.
Both of these diseases, yeah, both bad diseases, I mean, really bad. My rheumatoid factor was 309.
That's high.
Which I believe it is. The rheumatoid arthritis, I was diagnosed about 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was I was taking the usual stuff that they prescribed, which was for the chronic bronchitis. I was on prednisone, which is a cortisone, and two inhalers. One was Pulmicort, mm-hmm. which is also, I believe it's also cortisone.
Right.
And another one. I can't remember the name of the other one,
mm-hmm.
Which was like a bronchospasm. Anyway, I have been so sick. I cannot tell you. It was impossible to even talk. I couldn't speak to anybody. I was bringing up handfuls of phlegm, coughing constantly. And then when I was diagnosed recently for the rheumatoid arthritis, I said, look, something's wrong. I have to look into this. And I went onto the internet.
Yep.
And I just grabbed an anti-inflammatory. And a couple of really good books popped up. And they were for anti-inflammatory diets. So I said, well, mm-hmm. you know, let me order them and see what happens. And at the same time, I did some research on my rheumatoid arthritis, and I discovered a web page called roadback.org.
Oh, so, sweetie, darn. Oh, honey, we're coming up on the end. Oh, honey, darn, because I wanted to talk to you about this. But listen, I do believe that some diets help, especially with the fatty acid diets that you could do. Fish especially help with rheumatoid arthritis. I just wish we got to talk about it more. I love the topic of diets and inflammatory issues. It just, unfortunately, we're at the end. All right, guys, thank you so much for calling. And thank you again so much for listening today. Listen to my show online 24/7 at drdahlia.com. We've talked about this subject more. You all be safe and follow me on Twitter.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.